Good morning and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday, the 9th of December, and as ever, here are three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. And we lost a great man last week. Nelson Mandela was an inspiration not just to his people, but to the whole world. He touched people in places way, way, way from his own world, and that was before all this new-fangled internet and social media stuff we have today. In fact, his struggle against apartheid was the first real thing that touched me politically and really raised my consciousness and awareness of what was happening in places a long, long way from where I lived. And what he stood for got me as a young, stroppy teenager in all sorts of marches and campaigns, and actually doing stuff. His release from prison and long walk to freedom in February 91 was a memorable moment that's completely embedded in my mind. But I think what happened next really showed him for the great leader that he was. He changed his country and he changed the world. And I think he's a great example of real leadership, created and clear and shared a clear vision, inspired and engaged others, and actually got people working with them and to actually achieve that vision. And there's people written lots more wise words than I ever would. So I thought I'd just sort of share with you three quotes from the man himself. It is better to lead from behind and to put others in front, especially when you celebrate victory when nice things occur. You take the front line when there is danger, then people will appreciate your leadership. Secondly, it always seems impossible until it's done. And finally, what counts in life is not the mere fact that we have lived, it is what difference we have made to the lives of others that will determine significance of the life we lead. A true leader and an inspiration to us all. Talking about leadership leads us on to idea two. Why do employees quit? Is it because more money? Well, actually, no, the majority leave because they don't have faith in their boss, feel unappreciated and are disengaged in their work. That's according to some friends of ours, Benchmark Recruitment, who are based here in Sheffield. They recently surveyed over 3,000 employees and found that 22% left their last job due to a lack of faith in the leadership team, 19% quit because they felt unappreciated, and 19% left because they felt disengaged and unmotivated. And as Benchmark Director Louise Heisen Walker highlights, it's not just about the money. In fact, lack of financial rewards was the fourth reason at just under 13%. And as Louise has said, some bosses assume that to keep staff motivated and happy, you need to give them a pay rise. But the survey shows it's not priority for most employees. People simply want to feel valued and appreciated and motivated for more than having big wage packet. And this is this whole thing, again, mentioned in idea one, having that vision thing. So, five questions for you to think a bit about your business and your part of the business. Do you have a clear vision that stimulates, excites and inspires people? Are they stimulated, excited and inspired by it? Do they feel part of it? Do they contribute to it? Are they recognised for doing so? If the answer to any of these questions is no, then maybe you've got to start working on what you need to do to get that vision thing and make it happen in your business. You can have a look on the andyhanselman.com website to actually get that vision thing, a toolkit to actually help you work out how you measure up, more importantly, with some ideas to actually make it work. And idea three is to do this. How many customer complaints do you get? Not many. Everything must be working well then, isn't it? Well, actually, don't bank on that. According to a new report by Free Delivery Land, 80% of customers are too polite to complain. In other words, just because you're not getting complaints doesn't mean you've got a problem. And therefore, customers might be unhappy, but they're not telling you. You can be sure, actually, they're probably not too polite to tell other people. So one of the things we encourage people to think a bit about is rather than get people to tick boxes and score you out of 10, ask this question. Are you completely happy with what we're doing for you? Were you completely happy with what we did? Yes, no, and then why not? It's a tough question, but if you actually want to make this stuff work, ask that question. Are you completely happy? Have a great week now. Bye.